RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
Dr. Pam Peek, New York Times bestselling author and founder of the Peek Performance Center, and Michelle King Robeson, leading women's advocate, entrepreneur, and founder of EmpowHer.com, host the show everyone's talking about. It's time for Her Radio on RadioMD.
Oh boy, Michelle, look, we're going to be talking about
my favorite
estrogen.
Topic. I know.
And we're going to talk about women's wellness and menopause with our go-to expert, of course, Dr. Maish Seibel. And guess what he's got? A new book, The Estrogen Window. Maish, welcome back to Her Radio. Yay.
Thank you both so much for having me. I am delighted to be joining you.
We've got a question. Estrogen.
Have you missed your estrogen window? That's the question. So explain to women out there what that means.
Well, this is one of the most important questions for midlife women that they're going to be getting and asking about. About 15 years ago, there was a study, the Women's Health Initiative, that came out and said that estrogen caused all these bad things. It caused breast cancer and all this other problems. And the reanalysis of this information has shown that they got it all wrong. And in fact, The Estrogen Window, which is the book that I've just finished, shows that if estrogen is taken in the estrogen window, if it's begun there, that estrogen, particularly estrogen alone, actually lowers the risk of breast cancer, lowers the risk of dementia, lowers the risk of heart disease, lowers the risk of osteoporosis, and a lot more. But if you miss the estrogen window, there is an increased risk that the reverse could be true. And so this is the window of time that women can best take estrogen to get the most impact in lowering their disease risk and increasing the benefits to their symptoms.
Well, you know, what if a woman did miss it? What do you tell her?
Well, you know, as Mark Twain said, all generalizations are inaccurate, including this one. So the fact of the matter is that it depends. For instance, if women have mostly symptoms that have relations to their intimacy or problems like that, it turns out that the vaginal tissues, the estrogen window doesn't close, and women are able of taking estrogen without an undue risk throughout their lifetime. This is real important, because estrogen taking vaginally has the same little black box warning on it as every other estrogen, and it says that taking estrogen vaginally could cause all these bad problems, breast cancer and other things, when in fact there's no data that's ever supported that ever. It's just been stuck.
Right.
And as a matter of fact, with women who have had estrogen receptor positive breast cancer, the American College of OBGYN just came out a month or so ago and said that they were able to allow women to take estrogen vaginally, even if they had breast cancer, even if they were on tamoxifen, which is, of course, an anti-estrogen, even if they were current breast cancer treatments going on, or if they were a survivor. So there's been a lot of new data, and that's what I unravel in The Estrogen Window.
I think this is
brilliant work.
Yeah,
don't you think, Michelle? Doesn't this answer a boatload of questions? I mean,
I was just having a conversation yesterday with two women, and they were saying, why is it that doctors don't want to prescribe estrogen? And they both were having horrible hot flashes and night sweats, and one of them actually is through menopause. She doesn't have a period anymore, and she's like, can I still take it? Because no one knows. There's so much confusion. So.
The thing is that what we now know is that, first of all, a lot of people think that menopause is a certain age, and it turns out that it's true. The mean age of menopause is 51 in this country. But about 5 to 10% of women go into menopause before age 45, and about 1 in 100 go into menopause before age 40, and the symptoms can start long before that. So the thing is that age is not the defining moment. The thing that matters the most is if you begin menopause, that's the best time to start taking estrogen, because the risks are the least and the benefits are the most. Now, it matters as I discussed in the estrogen window, it matters if we're talking about your bones, or we're talking about your brain, or we're talking about your breast, or we're talking about your bladder. Each organ has a different window slightly. So the starting point matters, and the ending point matters, and it's a little different for each organ. But women can generally safely take estrogen for about 5 years, no matter what, unless they have an absolute reason they can't. So it's something that women need to understand. And the other thing they need to understand is that the doctors are just as confused as the women themselves.
Amen. Such a great point.
Amen.
Such a great, you know, as a physician, I can say amen to that one.
It's unfortunate, but as a result of this confusion, the women are being denied something that could actually help them, and they're being done by well-intended but misinformed people who have read well-intended but misinformed studies, and they think they have it clear, but they don't, and that's the sad part about it. But it gets demystified, or as I say, demystified in the estrogen window, because it's been missed, because once you get people afraid, it becomes part of the social lexicon, and then women are responding emotionally with fear, and now they think that they have to grin and bear it. They have to tough it out.
Right.
And that's not true. There's no need for women to
suffer through
the symptoms.
Exactly. And I always tell women, you don't have to suffer. The suffering's over. You need to go, you know, do your homework, hear some information, and be knowledgeable and go into the doctor. And if that doctor doesn't give you what you need, then you've got to go to somebody else who understands it. There's too many studies today out there that are showing us all the benefits versus the risks. But let's talk quickly about different types of estrogen.
Mm-hmm.
So there are many types of estrogen and ways to get it. So can you explain some of that to our women?
Yes, the two main ways that people take it, or three main ways, is they take a pill like they have in the past, they take it on their skin, which is called transdermal, or they use it through the vaginal tissues, intravaginal. So that's the first. The second, and then there is some benefit to taking the transdermal or the vaginal, because there seems to be less risk of blood clots with that.
Right.
There's some details I could go into, but let's just keep it at that for the moment. The second is, people tend to take either the conjugated estrogens, which are the kind that are like Premarin and so forth, which are multiple estrogens in one pill, or they tend to take the bioidentical. Now, it turns out that the bioidentical is confused, because bioidentical means the chemical structure is the same as the body makes. But some people think that compounded pharmacists are the only ones that make bioidentical. It turns out that the patches that you buy in the chain store drugstores and the sprays and gels and even some of the pills are also bioidentical, but they're FDA regulated. And while you may get the right amount in the compounded pharmacy estrogen, just be wary, because studies have shown that the typical prescription ends up being a little bit too high in the estrogen and too low in the progesterone if it's in the compounding pharmacy. It just doesn't get prescribed with the correct amount in it,
The other thing I want to, you know, mention to everyone out there, this can be pretty complicated. And when you sit down, you need an expert like Dr. Seibel to really help parse through all of this. So we've been talking to Dr. Maish Seibel. I want everyone to make sure to get his book, The Estrogen Window, and go to his website, Dr. Seibel, that's SEIBEL.com, and as well, make sure to check out My Menopause Magazine online. It's awesome. He is the editor, and these are fantastic places to be able to get answers to all of your questions about, you know, hormones and all the rest of it. Dr. Seibel, thank you for being on Her Radio. I'm Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King Robeson.
And ladies, estrogen is not bad. You need to talk to your doctor. You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. If you have a health question you'd like to ask us, you can email us at askher@radiomd.com. Stay well.